The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
People across this country would have been sickened by the fact that it could have been a British citizen. A British citizen who could have carried out this unspeakable act.
David Cameron very upset by what happened, obviously, over the weekend. A British aid worker who was just helping people kidnapped, and then ultimately he was beheaded by allegedly the same, it sounded like the same voice, the same guy, Islamic State, dressed all in black with a giant knife, who did the same thing to the two American journalists. Here we go again, and this week is a big week when it comes to fighting off ISIS. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Where we roll in that direction first. Wednesday, there's a vote on the Hill to clear the hurdle money-wise of what the U.S. is going to kick in, $500 million. So another beheading is just one too much, another Westerner, that British aid worker. And the courting of the Middle East folks has begun. While our House decides whether they're going to pony up or approve the $500 million, our Secretary of State is out trying to gather as many countries as possible to jump into this to go up against ISIS. They're looking at strategies on what to do. There was a targeted hit and airstrike 22 miles outside of Baghdad. It's the closest that an airstrike has actually come to the Iraqi capital since the start of the campaign against the Islamist militants. It's part of the effort beyond protecting Americans and humanitarian missions to hit the ISIS targets as the Iraqis go on the offense, because they've really been playing defense. So now it's about getting ahead of the game. Two dozen nations, the Arab League, the European Union, the United Nations, met in the French capital, calling ISIS, of course, a threat to the international community and saying that the culprits have to be brought to justice. Well, let's bring them. Let's get this guy dressed in black, talking smoothly, and killing in a horrifying way three people and having absolutely no remorse for it whatsoever. Boldly doing it, pumping it out all over the internet. They do have to be stopped. The French President Francois Hollande hosted the gig on Monday with his Iraqi counterpart, Fouad Mazam, and said there was no time to lose in this effort against ISIS. Are you kidding? Absolutely, there's no time to lose. Over the weekend, when they posted that video that showed the beheading of David Haynes and threatened the life of another hostage, by the way, from the United Kingdom, there's big concern that that's going to happen. So this is three. ISIS says this is a message to the allies of America, a direct challenge to the United States. The president said this is the broad coalition we're talking about to roll back this terrorist threat. So with 40 nations and the Arab nations on board, I would think that there is enough money, power, and ways to push these militants back, they can push them right out of these countries. Haynes was abducted, by the way, last year at a Syrian refugee camp where he was working. The British Prime Minister, who you heard at the top, David Cameron, said, as he added to what you heard, "We have to strengthen our resolve. His death won't lead England to shirk our responsibility." So he pledged to work with the U.S. to support direct military action. But then again, he said, just like Obama said, it's not about troops on the ground. So there's no American troops or British troops that are going to be on the ground. And Cameron knows the identity of the killer. Knows the identity. They're not making it public, but they know that the guy in the video, they know he's from a bigger group of British hostage takers working for ISIS. And what a crisis it is. British citizens have volunteered to go to Syria to fight at 25 times the rate that Americans have done when adjusted for population size. Wow. And that says something right there, doesn't it? So building a coalition, but seeing what the English are doing and how they're jumping out in front to volunteer and to hook up with the Islamic State. The Secretary of State, John Kerry from the U.S., was at that Paris conference, of course, as he was pulling away from the Middle East over the weekend and trying to get the support for a U.S.-led coalition against ISIS. And clearly some are going to take action alongside the United States if they have to do airstrikes, whatever it is. Now, England has agreed to help arm Kurdish forces, supporting the Iraqi government, keep supplying humanitarian help, and coordinate with the United Nations to battle ISIS. France is doing reconnaissance flights over Iraq. Other nations are offering ground troops, but they say they're not looking for that right now. So we may see many more airstrikes. There have been about 150 right now. Do they work, targeted airstrikes? Well, ask me in a couple weeks. Have they taken a few people out? Absolutely. How many? And are they the high-value targets that they want to take out? A member of the Saudi royal family said that he didn't think his country would participate in military operations, but we'd be pleased to see ISIS vanquished because of the heinous violence. Because of the violence. With each killing that takes place, I swear, the more infuriated I become. In the meantime, Iran is pushed off, sidelined into Never Never Land. Think of the logistical support or the threat, as someone told me today, that Iran could be to the Americans. And then you wonder out loud, geez, how many more people are being held hostage? How many more Westerners are being held hostage by ISIS? Are we going to continue to see this over and over and over again? They got to take this guy out. They got to take the whole lot of them out. Remember, there is another U.S. journalist, Austin Tice, who disappeared in 2012. Maybe he's part of this group. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, we're going to talk to Steve Kelly, Free Money Man, about why is it that people are so funny about picking an investment advisor, and why do they stay when they're not really helping them? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
We start here with Syria for this version of a We Can Count. The United States saying it would retaliate against an ISIS mission. They would retaliate against Syrian President Assad's air defenses. Also, if he were to go after American planes launching airstrikes in his country, this is what they were talking about all during Monday before that strike hit, especially, which was 22 miles outside of Baghdad, by the way. So how many times were these warnings issued? If you count leading up to the weekend, it would be five. It would be five, just in case Assad decided to go after an American plane, which how disastrous would that be? It's a very strange situation to begin with in dealing with the Syrians and warning, you know, warning them about missiles and warning them about locking up and creating anything with the American planes. I mean, can you imagine if the forces targeted Americans? The rules of engagement that are related to any military orders would be applied here. So I guess five was the magic number because it seems that's how many times there was they were asked about or told about, anyway, the situation. How about Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton decides she's going to make an appearance in Iowa over the weekend, but did not say for sure she was going to run. Hinted at it strongly, but didn't say that she was in for 2016. Talked about being there for Harkin's Big Bash, mentioned what history would say, and she didn't want to wait another 7 years at the tail end of her speech. But what does that mean? Are we supposed to decipher that? Decode, read in between the lines what she's saying? I think she's saying she's running, and she's checking it out, because the last time she was there, and here's some more numbers, 2008, if you remember, the Democrats running on that side of the aisle and continuing to run in her own party's lane, that she was third behind Obama and Edwards, if you remember. Oh, how times have changed, haven't they? I don't think there's any doubt she's running. She can be coy, but she was in Iowa for a reason. And sure, Harkin's a good ruse, and sure, she liked Harkin, but she was there for a much different reason. So while Hillary Clinton tries to hint about a woman and history and running, but not running, not officially declaring it, you have Kristen Gillibrand, who drops an F-bomb in a webcast interview. She had to hold her tongue when a labor leader made comments about her post-pregnancy weight after she began her career in Congress. She said, I remember then, I've just had a baby, I've been appointed to the Senate, I've had a lot on my plate. And this man basically said, you're too fat to be elected statewide. And she said, at that moment, I could have disappeared. I would have. If I could have just melted in tears, I would have. But I just had to sit there and talk. I switched the subject. I didn't hear a word he said. But I wasn't in a place where I could tell him to go blank himself. She was promoting her book. This is what happens when you're promoting these books. She was promoting her book off the sidelines. And she's been pretty vocal lately about remarks she and other women hear about the way they look. So that's what caused her to say that. But she now has a first. She's the first woman, and there's your number, to do that in Congress where it was completely picked up on mic. Not that I'm saying that nobody's uttered a curse word, but it's never been caught on mic before. Oh, well. Proving once again, if we could only be a fly on the wall and really hear what is going on with our lawmakers, I think the off-the-mic conversation would be that much more interesting. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is going to work with four women, that is, on the development and implementation of the league's policies, resources, and outreach on issues of domestic violence and sexual assault. This on the heels of a, needless to say, tumultuous week for the NFL with the Ray Rice suspension indefinitely for hitting his fiance in an elevator, then three more players coming under fire for domestic violence or child abuse, rather, allegations. A couple of the players, as you know, deactivated for their Sunday games. We've talked about it. So now the three women include Anna Isaacson, who is the Vice President of Community Affairs and Philanthropy. She's going to be the VP of Social Responsibility. Lisa Friel is a former head of Sex Crimes Prosecution Unit in the District Attorney's Office in New York. Jane Randell is the co-founder of No More, which is about raising the profile of and normalizing the conversation about domestic violence. And then one more. Rita Smith is the former executive director of the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. So there's four of them that are coming up with the policy. How about that? Goodell said, our goal is to make a real difference on these and other issues. We know that we will be judged by our actions and their effectiveness. So far, not very effective, but this is just the beginning stages of what's happening here. And it's interesting, Adrian Peterson was deactivated after a grand jury indicted him on a child abuse charge. But then the Vikings owners announced that he's going to be back in practice and he's going to play on Sunday. The Carolina Panthers, Greg Hardy, was supposed to play Sunday but was deactivated before the game. following a big outcry over his domestic violence case. He allegedly choked his then-girlfriend, threw her to the ground, dragged her by her hair, and threatened to kill her. He was sentenced in July to 18 months of probation and a 60-day suspended sentence after a bench trial. He's appealing the ruling, and a jury trial is scheduled for November. Ray McDonald was allowed to play in the San Francisco 49ers Sunday night game against the Bears, but the California lieutenant governor has asked the team to suspend McDonald after his arrest on domestic violence charges last month. So it keeps on turning in the NFL. No matter what goes on, somehow they come up with an answer, and the answer was these four women to consult the NFL's commissioner on domestic violence because they're in a whole bunch of trouble when it comes to public perception after the way these things have been handled. It's crazy. So maybe this is a step in the right direction. And finally, one more thing, which is completely different from what we've been talking about here. How about these, sadly, 19 deaths linked to a GM ignition flaw. Boy, when you hear stories like that, when you hear that somebody's killed because of that, it is frightening. And that so far, that's what's happened. There was a serious problem with it. And even after they discovered it, it went unreported for a decade. Overall, they've received 125 claims for deaths and 320 for injuries in the last five weeks. So far, 31 eligible for compensation. The families of victims who died could collect $1 million, plus an estimate of the victim's future earning potential and $300,000 for surviving spouses and dependents. Oof, terrible. And because of the problem with the GMs, besides the 19 deaths, there are four people who are quadriplegics or paraplegics or double amputees, brain damage, severe burns because of the accidents. So it depends on what they were injured with, how much compensation they ended up getting, and how long they spent time in the hospital, all that sort of stuff. Can you imagine? And most of the claims were young drivers, you know, teens and early 20s. They were driving their first car. And it's an ignition switch defect that led to that. Wow. And they knew it for a decade and didn't do anything about it. Mm-mm-mm. Coming up next, what you can do about your finances, Free Money Man Steve Kelly. He's hanging with us.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Each and every week we get to hang out with my pal, free money guy, Stephen Kelly, and I bet he had a heck of a weekend. You know, we're all about football during the NFL season. My Eagles are in action right now, but his Patriots came back after they were drubbed last week. I bet it was nothing but smiles in Patriot Town today, or territory, wasn't it, Stephen?
Was that a master class or what, that they did with the Vikings? I mean, I'll tell you, Brady was perfect. He was on Chandler Jones with his two sacks and that return field goal. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better game than that, Kate. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, and they needed that. And he said that. I mean, Brady was hard on himself last week. He said, you know, no excuses, that kind of thing. So they bounced back as I thought they would. And speaking of being perfect, It's always, I think it's impossible to get 100%, but when you talk about getting a good advisor, and when you talk about finding the right person to handle your investments, your investment in your future, that kind of thing, you know, it can be a dicey road for a lot of people, Stephen, and you know this all too well. How important is it to find a good advisor, and what's the best way to actually use him or her?
Well, that's a great question. That was a great segue, by the way. I loved it. Here's the thing about advisors, and this is something that I always find puzzling. I have an intake form that everybody that comes to meet with me fills out. And it asks people their primary concerns, and it asks you to rate them 1 to 10, 10 being most urgent. And it asks about things like running out of money, having enough money, reducing market risk, taxes, probate, all the different things that you can think about. And invariably, these things are off the charts, you know, and they're 10 all the way down. And then right after that, it asks, are you currently working with an advisor, yes or no? And then underneath that, it'll ask, how satisfied are you? Very satisfied, satisfied, not so much, you know, or unsatisfied. Almost always, it comes up either very satisfied or satisfied. And I just find this an incredible disconnect that people have. They're working with an advisor. People tend to be intensely loyal to their financial advisors. I've never seen anything like it. You would never do this with, I don't know, somebody that was selling you a camera or any other service, even a doctor. You know, people get upset with their doctors and they leave their doctors. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible to get somebody to leave their financial advisor, even when they know they're not getting good advice. And I don't know if it's a denial thing or if it's people are so connected to their money that they're afraid to make changes, but it's a very strange thing, Kate, and I think it harms people, you know, because they can't see things clearly. And so one of the things we try and do is give people tools that they can use, even if they decide they're not going to work with us, give people tools they can use to determine if their advisors are doing well or not doing well.
So what are some of the tools? What are some of the key things you tell them that they need to look at?
Well, one of the things, we have a lot of questionnaires that we ask people, and trying to make them understand the things that are important to them. You know, a lot of this stuff just comes about from questioning people and trying to figure out what's the most important thing that your money can do for you. Are you more concerned, for example, about market risk, or are you concerned about having, options with your money, the ability to control your money, things like this. And we have a number of different things that people can use. And then there's a lot of books and other stuff that we give them to read and, you know, get people thinking the way they should be thinking about their money and their advisor. I can tell you one thing very important about financial advisors. You should not be going to someone who makes you comfortable. All right? This is not an area of your life where you want to be comfortable and sanguine. It's an area of your life where you want to be on alert, on edge, ready to move, be nimble. Semi-uncomfortable. If you've got an advisor who is telling you what you want to hear, what good is he or she? It should be someone who's challenging your viewpoints and the way you're doing things and so forth. Not necessarily to get you to change, but to get you to think. And here's an example of a situation I ran into a couple years ago, and it exemplifies this pretty well. I had we had a college planning situation where somebody wanted some help putting together a plan for their daughter to go to college. And they had spent many years under the advice of their advisor putting money away in a 529 plan. 529 plan is a plan that you can set up that gives you tax-free growth on your money, and you don't have to pay any taxes on the growth if it's used for your college's education. Well, as college planners, we know that the first thing we have to do when we see a college planning client and they have a 529 plan is we have to get rid of the 529 plan, because the college sees that and all they see is their name on this account. It's like, you know, you put, I don't know, Columbia University on the account. He sees that and they say, okay, that's our money. We'll take that and we'll reduce your financial award by that amount of money. So that these 529 plans, if they're set up incorrectly, help the colleges, but rarely help the student. So one of the things you can do to get the money out of a 529 plan and away from the college is put it into a cash value life insurance policy. So that's what we suggested. And this is something we routinely suggest when people are doing college planning. Put it in a cash value life insurance policy. Well, because of the orientation of these people and because I was telling them things they didn't expect to hear from me.
Yeah.
They just assumed that all I was trying to do was sell them life insurance, and they left, you know, very unhappy because of that. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is when you're talking with someone, you want to find new and different creative ways to manage your money, because there are a lot of them out there and they can really help a lot.
Yeah, and I can see what you're talking about, the loyalty, because a lot of times somebody will recommend somebody, or it's the guy that they went to church with, it's somebody they went to basketball games with. Sometimes I've actually seen that happen. And then some unforeseen thing will happen to that relationship, and it really breaks everything apart. And I think you're right. I love the way you said that. There has to be a point where you feel uncomfortable because you're seeking somebody who's going to give you the best advice possible of how your money can grow for you and work for you, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, if you were doing everything right, you probably wouldn't be uncomfortable and have 10 scores, score number 10, on all of those things that make you stay up at night. So the fact that you do, the fact that you come in and you're worried about market risk, or you're worried about taxes, or you're worried about running out of money, that should be an indicator that not everything is okay. And you don't want someone to just tell you, hey, everything's going to be okay. You want someone who's going to tell you, unless you make certain changes, things are not going to be okay. Because in many cases, that's the truth.
Yeah, and I like how you said it, too. It could be market risk. It could be taxes. And it does keep people up at night. This is the one area of people's lives I'd love to see change. There's like this disconnect as well for Steve, and you know this, for sharing information. So sometimes people will pretend when they don't have enough money, something happens, they still continue to play along, and they get further and further into debt, and that's dangerous. I bet you've seen that a few times.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of ego wrapped up in our money.
Yeah.
Ego and self-worth, and, you know, if I don't have enough money, then I'm not as good a person as someone who has more money than I do. There's a tremendous amount of that in our society, which is really too bad. People need to be able to disconnect their self-esteem and their self-worth from their money. Money is only a tool. It's a tool to get you the things, to get you the security, to keep the lights on, to provide the medical care, and so forth. And when people can understand that the money is a tool and that their self-worth comes from their who they are and their relationship with God and their relationship with others, it becomes and I'm sorry to diverge here a little bit, but it is really true. People just come in so caught up with the ego piece of this, and that's one of the things we try and help them leave at the door.
Yeah, perfect way to stop this. I mean, absolutely. So think about that. Ego, money, don't wrap that up in your self-worth. Great advice. All right, Stephen Kelly, free money guy, always on the money, so to speak. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kate. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. You too.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Tonight, a couple of interesting things to leave you with, some final morsels, if you will. I mentioned this once, but, you know, I'll tell you, you do these shows enough, and it's like you become a weather person. How about this hurricane, Odile, that was now weakened to a tropical storm by Monday night? But, man, the path of destruction, 125 miles an hour, ripped through Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, leveling, man, everything. If it was luxury, it was gone. If it was just a shack, it was gone. Neighborhoods were just disaster zones. 30,000 tourists in all. Initially, they said 15,000. They doubled that number. Were put in temporary shelters in hotels. the airport closed. Minor injuries, flying glass, that kind of stuff. Things fly off of shells, blink you in the head, but no deaths. So there's the good news. It hit Cabo San Lucas as a Cat 3. That's why the trees topple over and the power lines are gone. I mean, they're goners. The poles fall over. The road signs are out. Windows are blown out of rental cars, high-end hotel rooms, wherever. It doesn't matter. Flooding. You name it, it happened. Three is pretty big. Three is pretty big. So just poor timing for some of the people who decided they were going to take a vacation at the wrong time. And now we continue to roll through hurricane season. It's the crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get. But at least you have a warning. At least there's warning. Unlike the tornado, which I think is so freakish, when all of a sudden, boom, you have twisters in Tornado Alley in Oklahoma and Arkansas and Alabama and Texas and all over the Midwest, really. You only get so much of a chance to hurry up and take cover, which is why more and more people, because of the recent years of tough tornadoes, are buying those underground places or they're buying stronger bunkers, whatever it is they can get, because they don't want to be exposed just in case that giant funnel cloud comes their way. Speaking of being exposed, you got to love Queen Elizabeth. She told the Scots they should think very carefully ahead of that independence vote. They want to make you want to make sure this is what you want to do. The very popular British monarch didn't really have a preference on how the Scots should vote, being very careful to be neutral. But you could interpret the comments to suggest that she was saying, be careful about severing your long ties to the United Kingdom. That would be 300 years. The Scottish independence vote. Would it be better to be free of England or connected to England? Prime Minister David Cameron is expected to return to Scotland to attempt to persuade voters to reject independence and remain part of the UK. Weekend polls suggest the race is too close to call, with both sides planning a frenetic, and that's a great word, final few days of campaigning. Now, she's known to like the Queen, by the way, the Queen Mum. She's known to have a deep affection for Scotland. She spends a lot of her free time at Balmoral Estate, or she's walking in the woods riding horses. What a rough life. So that's that whole Scotland thing. If Scotland votes for independence, it would split for the UK. It would split from the UK in 18 months. Scottish leaders have a desire to have the Queen serve as head of state of an independent Scotland if the Yes campaign triumphs. That's an interesting thing. If you take 300 years of history and then say, you know what, we're going to go it alone. I mean, what are the positives for them to move on their own? Well, it's their own form of government. It's interesting because then you have the situation in Ireland where you have Belfast, that where they have pounds, and Belfast is British. It's controlled by the British versus the rest of Ireland. And now Scotland, boom, with independence. Wonder if that would start that conversation all over again. In the meantime, we seg in a much different direction, not talking about voting for independence after all that time, but being completely free. The South African Olympic body says Oscar Pistorius is free to compete. How about that? Going from a crying mess in a courtroom seemingly forever, he's going to be sentenced next month after being found guilty in the negligent killing of his girlfriend, they say. Could compete at any time because the South African Olympic Committee says, hey, we don't have any regulations preventing someone with a criminal record from representing the country. Who cares? We don't care. Criminal? As long as you're good. He does face years in jail after being convicted of culpable homicide in the killing of his girlfriend, but there is no minimum sentence. That's what's interesting for the conviction in South African law. So the double amputee could theoretically get a suspended sentence and no jail time. And that's the way it looks like it may go down. But who knows? And will he compete? Maybe. Maybe he did say that he wanted to compete in 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. He was the first amputee to compete on the track at the Olympics when he ran in the 400 meters and the 4x4 relay at the London Games in 2012. That's why it was so shocking when all this happened, because he was such an inspiration. And then the crazy stories that came out of that, the whole thing with a girlfriend just shooting into the door, and I think her family shocked that that's what he got. Rutgers once again in the news. You know, my godson works for Rutgers. He's one of the communications directors, and it seems like they're always dealing with something. Rutgers is apologizing to Penn State for offensive signs and shirts that were referencing Jerry Sandusky's child abuse scandal that they displayed over the weekend at a football game, a huge football game. They took on Penn State, almost beat them, but they ended up losing 13-10. The Rutgers athletic director, Julie Herman, apologized in a statement for the classless display that she said does not represent the New Jersey school's views or its fan base. What happened was a ton of photos were pasted on an official Rutgers football Facebook page showing fans wearing T-shirts that read, "Beat Penn State." So they removed the photos. And of course, we all know this story, right? Sandusky, longtime assistant football coach at Penn State, was convicted of 45 counts of child sex abuse. So it was a play on that whole thing. And once again, Rutgers, like I said, in the news, no matter what the reason. In the last 2 years, it's been probably four or five times raging controversies have bubbled over from that university. Once again, a reminder, don't forget about Nail the Score. That comes up on our Wednesday into Thursday show at the tail end of the second hour. Also, the mailbag. A lot of times people will email me and say, "Oh, I didn't realize I could do this 24/7. Well, of course. It's like emailing anyone, right? Emailing your friend. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. You are in just like that. And cheap movie reviews. Cheap movie reviews happen on the tail end of the week. There's some good new movies that are coming out this time around. Really, there hasn't been anything great that I was desperate to run to the movies to see. But remember, if you go to the movies, send us your cheap review, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.